Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm a saucy 29-year-old who left the corporate world to go on to build a 7-figure online business. But most days, I still feel like I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm obsessed with the process of us getting to figure it out together. We've got epic guests, incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I'm so excited that you're here because we're going to talk about a topic that has been so freaking powerful for me in my life, and I hope it will be in yours too, which is getting really dang good at labeling the emotion when your body has a physical response and labeling the space between where you are now and where you want to go and creating those labels to serve us. So for me, when I label something, whether that's an emotion or a space in my life, with something that's positive that serves me, I feel happy and pumped and excited to chase down my goals. But when I label an emotion or a space with something that doesn't serve me, the emotion that I get from that is often confusion or feeling a little bit hot mess express or not wanting to chase my goals. So I think it's really important that we get really comfortable with this art of labeling. So first, I want to talk about labeling the emotion, and then I want to talk about labeling the space. So to kind of tee this up, I actually Googled two definitions, one of fear and one of excitement. Fear, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Let me say that one more time, just in case you're like cruising through Trader Joe's or you're like on the freeway. Okay. Fear, an unpleasant emotion caused by the belief that someone or something is dangerous, likely to cause pain or a threat. Keep in mind the belief, right? That's something that we create. Excitement, on the other hand, a feeling of great enthusiasm and eagerness. The ironic thing about those two, you know, fear and excitement, is they feel the same physiologically in our body. Think about it. When you're excited or when you're fearful, you've got that elevated heart rate. Maybe you've got some butterflies in your stomach that are just like, whoa! You've got increased awareness of what's going on around you. And sometimes if you feel excitement or fear when you're going to bed, you have an inability to sleep because you're just like pumped, right? Well, it seems obvious and kind of simple, but it's a really powerful tool that we have in our toolbox if we choose to label when we identify that feeling coming up, when we feel that elevated heart rate or butterflies in our stomach, or we just feel that like pumped up anxiousness. If we label it fear, we're going to get a completely different outcome than if we label it excitement. And one example that I wanted to share is with public speaking, which I know is often a huge fear of people's, whether that's public speaking on a large stage, whether that's public speaking, you know, even through social media, like on Instagram, whether that's public speaking in your work environment, like in a corporate setting. For me, the first time that I really spoke to an audience was in front of like 7,000 people at an event where I was training coaches, partnering with the company that I work, you know, with Beachbody. So I remember, okay, let me just tee this up for you because it was crazy. So I was backstage and I was like, holy crap, I'm about to speak in front of thousands of people. And I was standing there in my jumpsuit and the mic guy, you know, the audio guy is like putting the mic pack on my back, like on my bra strap, and he's hooking up my headset and I'm feeling like elevated heart rate, all these butterflies in my stomach, like maybe I might puke. I don't know. I'm so excited is what I chose to label it, but I was feeling that feeling. And I remember thinking, Am I so scared right now, or am I so excited? What is this emotion that I'm feeling? And what I said in my brain that was so freaking powerful was I said, all right, Keish, you need to show up. You have to label this excitement instead of fear. Let's go. And I remember walking up on the stage. My body was still feeling all those feelings of elevated heart rate. I was really like, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going to happen. But because I had chose excitement, the outcome was great, which is I didn't pee or puke on anyone. And I actually went on to love that feeling because it was such an important time where I needed to show up, and I labeled it excitement and I followed through, right? So my challenge to you is, while this is very simple, think about all of those times that your body is physically reacting to like feeling, you know, that elevated heart rate or butterflies in your stomach or increased awareness of what's going on. And you're like, ah, I need to make a decision, whether that's before public speaking or just doing something that's been on your heart that you need to just hit submit, right? Like submit on that form to start that business or to go back to school or to apply for that job or to put in a transfer at work or to ask for that promotion and send that email before having that conversation that you want to have with that person that's important to you, before you say, I love you. I don't know, right? Like you feel fear or excitement, label it excitement and go get it. It's going to feel so much better in the process and it's going to make you addicted to that feeling of excitement that you're going to want to do it again, right? So step one, get really dang comfortable at labeling the emotion when you feel a physical response in your body. Okay, number two that I wanted to talk about, a different kind of labeling, which is where you're labeling the space between where you are now and where you want to go, because how we choose to label that space is so important. So when we're feeling that we have a long distance between where we are now and where we want to go in a goal, whether that's a business goal or a career goal or a health and fitness goal, we can call that space intimidating, scary, overwhelming, or we can call that space exciting, inspiring, like we've got an open book of potential. One of those is going to feel better. Obviously the latter, right? But when we mislabel stages, it can cause confusion and anxiety. So for example, if we say, you know, we look at a career goal that we have and we say the distance between where we are now and where we want to go, and it seems like it's really like we don't know what's happening, right? So we label ourselves lost or confused because we don't know exactly what's happening next. We don't know what we're doing in our career or what our next goal is. A lot of times we feel that way in our 20s or 30s, like, ah, is this it? What else do I want to do? What am I passionate about? Like, ah, we drive ourselves crazy. And then our brains, because our brains want to protect us, they look for things to confirm whatever label we've decided. So if we label ourselves lost and confused, our brain is like, okay, we want to protect you. We want to keep you organized. Let's look for things around you in your life that confirm that you're lost. Oh, you're not married yet. Oh, you don't have kids yet. Oh, you don't have X amount of dollars in your savings. Oh, you're not at this stage in your career. Now let's go on social media and then compare your behind the scenes to everybody else's carefully curated content. And then you're spiraling and it is just hot mess express. Well, we have to remind ourselves that our thoughts create our emotions, our labels create our emotions, which drive our actions in our life. So it's really important that we choose labels that serve us so that our minds create stories that serve us. So instead of saying I'm lost or I'm confused, we can choose to say I'm proud of where I'm at now. I'm grateful for where I'm at now. And I'm excited about where I'm going, even if I don't know what that's going to look like. And when it comes to things like fitness goals or big goals in your career or just using the potential that you are gifted in this life, again, we always have a choice. We can let that space intimidate us because we have a long distance that we want to go, or we can let it inspire us that we've got such an epic journey ahead. Because honestly, at the end of the day, choosing a path that you've labeled intimidating and scary and overwhelming, that sounds like a crappy path that I'm not really interested in taking. But the path that we've labeled exciting and inspiring, like an open book of potential, that sounds really freaking fun. And I want to go down that ride, right? So we get to choose how to label it every single time we feel that space. And honestly, something that I've gotten really intentional with myself about recently, when I was in this season where I was really confused of like what I wanted to do next, I decided, you know what? This isn't serving me. Instead, every opportunity that I get, I'm going to choose a label and an emotion that feels better in my body because I want to have an enjoyable life, and you get the same choice. So to recap, one thing that's really easy to forget is whatever the goal is, we always get to label the emotion that we're feeling, always. And why would we rob ourselves joy in life and choose, because yes, that's a choice, to stay stuck because we choose to label everything that we could be excited about. Instead of we labeling it excitement, we label it fear. When we feel that physical response in our body, let's choose excitement instead of fear. It's just more fun, right? And number two, that space, it's needed, right? And we get to choose how to label it. As we're growing and learning and evolving, we can look at the fact that we have a far distance we want to go to get where we want to go. But at the same time, that space, we can label it an open book of potential and recognize that the person that we're becoming in pursuit of the goal or the next stage is what it's all about. And maybe we're not ready to get there. So let's not give a label that's not serving us and making the process towards getting there less enjoyable. And take that rule and apply it to anything in your life, to your fitness goals. Say, for example, you want to run a half marathon. Right now, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, I'm currently training for a half marathon. You don't just wake up at the end of the finish line. You get like the free wine and the bagel at the end and you're like, yeah, I did it, right? You just wake up one day and do that. Instead, every single time that you show up and do that training plan, you get a deposit in your confidence bucket. If you, for example, had never run a mile before and you're labeling the stage between where you are now and where you want to go to 13.1 miles as like lost and you're so unqualified, of course you're not going to feel good. But if instead you're looking at, okay, I've only run 1 mile in my life and now I'm about to run 13.1 miles when I get to the end of this training. Holy crap, that's exciting. Like imagine the person that I'm going to become in the process, the person who shows up consistently and every single time that I show up, I get a deposit in my confidence bucket and I get to become the person that can run the half marathon in the process. And I'm even more diligent about my goals and I'm excited and proud of myself along the way. The prize is in the process, girl. This I know for sure. So at the end of the day, we always have a choice to label the emotion that pumps us up and serves us so that we get out of our own damn way to chase our big goals in the world around us. And we always get a choice to label the space between where we are now and where we want to go, something that's going to make us pumped and excited to keep moving, because you've got a gift to share with the world. And if you don't show up and live it out, not only is that at detriment to other people around you, but it's also at detriment to yourself and living a life that you're not excited about. And I don't want that for you, girl. So get out of your own damn way, pick some labels that serve you, and I'll talk to you soon, girl. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, I would so appreciate it if you share with your girlfriends, or better yet, post it on Instagram stories and tag me. Then I can personally say thank you for helping me get this message out there. And if you didn't vibe with it, just keep that to yourself. I'm kind of new here, still trying to figure it all out. Talk to you soon, girl.